throughout the year.
And I asked Coach why he did that, and I'll tell you a little bit later on why he did that. Miles Lewis, number 27, set to kick off for the Shiloh Generals. We've got Travis Tisdale to the near side. Tiberius Drossier to the far side.
Weird setup here, Wes. They're stacking their kickoff men.
And a little pooch kick. Drossier takes it at the 22. He's across the 25. The 30. He's behind the wall at the 35. Breaks out across the 40. The 45 into general territory down the sidelines, and they'll run him down from behind at the 35-yard line.
One of the problems with the pooch kick, Wes, is it really doesn't give their kicking team time to get a full head of steam so you can set up the block. Tiberius took it at the 21, got it into Shiloh general territory really fast. Vikings are going to have great field position for their first possession here.
And as usual, J.D. Lee comes out at the running back position to start with. Michael Barrett in the shotgun. We got Tavon Kyle to the far side along with Washington and Marcus Gary. Stacked one behind the other, single receiver to the near side. Now we bring J.D. Lee, put him in the slot. It's an empty backfield against the four-man front. Quickly throws out in the flats. And Washington all by himself out there, and he drops it.
Yeah, just ran a little out route, and Michael Barrett put it right in his breadbasket, but able to kind of alligator arms there by Miko Washington. Going to be a second down for the Vikings at 10.
And it was a lot of space out there. Had Miko made that catch, he had some blockers in front of him. Second and 10 from the Shiloh General 35. Just underway here in the first quarter. No score. Vikings first possession. Send Tavon Kyle in motion toward the Vistra side of the field. Barrett rolls that way, looking. Stop, throws downfield. He hits Tavon Kyle and runs him out of bounds at the 21-yard line.
So all Tavon Kyle did there is recognize where the first down was. Ran a little 10-yard out. Michael Barrett rolling to the far side and threw it across his body perfectly. Good job by Tavon getting the first down.
All the way down with 11:38 to go here, first quarter, no score. Vikings down to the general 20-yard line, ball on the far hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. J.D. Lee to the left of Barrett as he stands on that far hash mark. Two receivers either side of the field. They're in a four-man front. Gives it to J.D. Lee behind those big offensive line. And look at them push and shove as they get inside the 15. Still scrumming. And to get all the way down to the 10-yard line is probably going to be first and goal, and the official says, yes, it is.
One of the things I love about J.D. Lee is he always keeps his feet moving once he makes initial contact. And there you have it, Wes. About a 4-yard pickup turns into a 10-yard pickup. Vikings got first and goal, ball in the 9.
Tisdale in. Tavon Kyle to the far side. Getty Brown to the near side. Again, a 4-man front. 4 linebackers for the Generals. We call for it. We look. Those across the middle into the end zone. He looks like Getty Brown for the catch. Marcus Brownrigg to the team. Couldn't see that number.
Yeah, Marcus Brownrigg, one of our tight ends. Him and Marcus Gary both in on that same play here. Brownrigg was injured majority of the first couple of games. He came in just not able to bring in the touchdown pass.
Second down. 3 receivers near side. Tisdale in motion to the far side. Again looks. Lobs it toward the end zone, and there's going to be a flag. Pass interference against the Shiloh Generals as Travis Tisdale was trying to get into the end zone. A lot of bumping going on there.
One of the great things about putting him in motion right there is it got one-on-one coverage. We recognized it. Good job by Michael Barrett. He had inside read on there and threw it up. Defender tried to get to the ball, and just so happens Tisdale was in the way, pass interference, going to be half the distance.
And they take it down to about the 4-yard, just inside the 5-yard line, ball in the middle of the field. The first and should be first and goal from there. They still say in second down.
3 play down.
Barrett waiting on the snap. There it is. Gives it to Tisdale over the left side. He cuts. Squirts, is he into the end zone? Yes, he is. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, all he did was run Travis Tisdale off that left side there and able to get a few key blocks. Esquivel and Jalen Goss on that left side to get him in the end zone. First points on the board there by Travis Tisdale. 4-yard touchdown run. 10:51 to go in the first quarter.
Musgrove on attempt the extra point. Almond to hold. We're waiting on the snap. There it, oh, it's over his head.
Make a play. This can be returned. Nope.
Nope. Nope. That's it. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings go out to a 6-0 lead after a missed extra point. Go over to Wes James for the play-by-play.
And getting ready for Travis Tisdale to kick off. Look to see who Shiloh sends out for the extra, kickoff. 10:51 to go. Vikings leading 6-0 here in the first quarter. Scored on our first possession. And back deep is Matthew Williams, number 9. And number 7 on the far side, that's Joshua Lee. Waiting for Tyson's kick. High end over end kick, and it'll sail into the end zone with that. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Webb, that drive was 6 plays, went 35 yards. Travis Tisdale rushed 5 yards for a Viking touchdown. The PAT attempt was no good to make it 6-0 Vikings with 10:51 left in the first quarter.
And thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Here come the Shiloh Generals out on the field. Set the ball down at the 20, that's where they'll take over.
Thirteen is your quarterback.
That's Vince Goffney. Goffney with 3 receivers near side, single receiver far side. Looks those. An incomplete pass as he tried to throw a little pass out in the flats to number 25. That's Preston Reese with no catch.
Coach in his pregame interview said he wanted to run the ball really well tonight. Well, what does he do? First play of the game, he opens it up and tries to pass it.
Well, sometimes you got to do that so you can establish a running game, because our defense is hard to run against.
They both are complementary. Got to have the run to set up the pass. Got to have the pass to keep the run going. Let's keep an eye on that tonight.
Goffney again in the shotgun. He's got a running back right behind him in the pistol. We're in 3-man front. 2 linebackers up tight. Now we were up close. Our corners back off. They give it to the tailback, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage and a yard, and that's it. It'll be 3rd and 9 from the 21.
The reason he only got a yard or so on that play, Wes, is because Gary Osby filled the hole really fast. The 5'11", 206-pound sophomore does a really good job up front, making some things happen in that front 7 to keep them from big plays. It's going to be 3rd down, 9 to go, ball in the 21.
Goffney.
And we got a band warning. Got a band warning.
And Goffney with number 21. Rogers to his right. Play action, rolls right, looks, almost gets tripped up. Tucks the ball, starts to run, and all he can do is get out of bounds. It'll pick up another yard up to the 22. It'll be 4th and 8, and the Shiloh Generals will have to punt.
Yeah, they were running the read right there. Faked it to the tailback. And rolling to that far side, trying to pick it up with his feet, only gained about 2 on the play. They're calling it 1. And Shiloh is not showing the punt as of yet, Wes.
No, they're not.
Here
now they
do.
Change it. We send Devon Kyle and Drossier back deep. Punter standing at his 9. We're standing midfield. 10:03 to go here in the first quarter. Shanks it. Devon Kyle takes it. At the 44, he's across the 40, reverses his field, hit the other way by one man, still across the 40, now to the 35, the 30, the 25, jumps a man, throwing his feet at the 20, hits him, they run him down inside the 15-yard line, and boy, did he run 10 miles to get him a few yards.
Grant started to the home side, saw there was nothing there, reversed it, went to the far side. Pee Wee football, they tell you never to do it, but the beauty of it sometimes is you set up a wall, and we had a good wall. Tavon Kyle picked up some big plays. What I did notice, Fred Stewart recognized on a big block, if he cracked back, it was going to be a penalty. He pulled up, which allowed Tavon Kyle's speed to get to the outside.
You got some fans watching you, Taylor. First and 10 for the Vikings at the 19-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Barrett with J.D. Lee in the backfield. Twins left, twins right. Gives it to J.D. over the right side, and he'll walk into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Vikings.
Bill Osborne, Deloach Body Works impact player, making an impact right away. 14 yards on the rush there by J.D. Lee, going in for, I believe, his fifth touchdown on the season. Got great. A 1-2 punch right there with running back.
Great job by the other impact players there, Palmer Henderson, Reggie Oxford, Jalen Goss there on the inside and left side of that line. Just Taylor, I think me and you might could have scored a touchdown on that play. Just a great, great job there blocking. Huge hole for J.D. Lee. Good job by our offense.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Almond to hold. Musgrave to attempt the extra point. He's waiting on the snap. It's down, kicks up, it's good. 13-0 Vikings lead. We'll take a 30-second break.
Welcome back, friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings set to kick off, leading 13-0, 9:41 to go in the first quarter.
Tyson Shaw, he'll do the kicking with Lou and number 9, Matthew Williams, back deep. Williams on our side of the field approaches that football. And again, it sails into the end zone. Well, that will go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was one play. J.D. Lee rushed 14 yards for Viking touchdown. Ashton Lestrode kicked the PAT to make it 13-0 Vikings. 9:41 left in the first quarter.
And, Chuck, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Homecoming night here at Lounge High. When I was down on the field, lots of pretty young ladies down there.
All dressed up in their fanciness. They're going to get recognized at halftime. We'll make sure to give you those winners as soon as they win.
Gaffney in the shotgun for the Shiloh Generals. We're showing blitz off the corner. He keeps it. Rolls away from the blitz. Good read by Gaffney. We cut inside. He went outside. He'll pick up about 3 yards as he goes around the right side out to the 23. Should be 2nd and 7 from there.
He's reading that defensive end in his face. He decided to pull it. Problem was Tyson Shaw was chasing him down from the backside. Pick up a 3 on the play. Going to bring up 2nd down for the Generals.
Ball on the far hash mark. Generals going from right to left on your radio dial. 9:15 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 13-0. The Generals bring a receiver to the near side. They've got 3 to the far side. Gaffney in the pistol. Gives it to the tailback. Right up the middle. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And there's a big scrum down there. And it'll push him down. And he probably looks like maybe a yard gain or half a yard at that.
We got an injured Viking on the play grabbing his right leg. It appears to be, is that Dekoff?
Bergman, guys.
Kadeem Bergman. We've had injury problems with him, that starting linebacker. Tell you what, while we've got an injury timeout, we're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the CBC Bank Press Box high above Martin Stadium. Got an injury timeout.
Guys, it looks like it's either his right ankle or right knee. They were kind of working on his leg, but he is up, walking gingerly. He's being helped off the field. One thing I love about high school football is the sportsmanship. The first people to him were actually the trainers for Shiloh because he's over on that far side of the field. Coach Mack went over to check on his star linebacker. But great to see the sportsmanship there. But we'll try to get an update on Kadeem in a minute. He is again, walking with a little bit of help off the field now.
Devon Lane in at linebacker now. It'll be 3rd and 5 from the 25. They're waiting for the official to give the signal. And, Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Gaffney with Rogers to his right. We jump. Or did they move first? Let's see what we got. The legal procedure against them.
Yeah, they moved. The hard count got their right tackle to jump on the play. So we're going to get 5 the cheap way. Going to back them up. Appears to be a 3rd and 10 now, Wes.
Yep, 3rd and 10 from back at the 20. Nice, cool night here at Martin Stadium. Shallow quarterback with his running back to his right. 2 receivers either side. Drops straight back. Here come the blitz. Throws downfield and overthrows everybody. Incomplete pass. Stop the clock with 8:28 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 13-0.
Intended for number 9, Matthew Williams. And the quarterback has a pretty good arm, Wes. He showed us right there just overthrowing that receiver. He was able to get kind of deep in our secondary. Good protection up front. We were bringing the blitz off the right side. He stepped to his right. Going to force a punt here for the Generals.
And where Tavon Kyle comes out. Drossier is up in the line. Look at here. We have got 10 up on the field. Miles Lewis, our punter, and we tipped it. It'll bounce across the 35, the 40. We're just going to let it roll dead all the way out to the 47-yard line. That's where we'll take over. But we almost got that one, buddy.
Yeah, we could have had the first one, too, Wes. Snap was low, and they had to hurry it there. I think we saw that and decided to bring the house with 10 rushers there.
Now, Tiberius Drossier is the one who got his hand on it. I really think he could have got the block, but he was trying to avoid the kicker. So he kind of held up just a little bit, just enough there. We just barely got a finger on it, got a tip. We're going to take over just on their side of the midfield.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. First and 10 for our Vikings from the general 47-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Our Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 8:18 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 13-0. General's in a four-man front. We bring Marcus Geary in motion towards us. Quickly throws out to Miko Washington. He's on his knee, and they'll down him right there at the 49, and we'll lose 2 yards on the play, Taylor.
They brought Geary in motion to the home side, trying to get another blocker over here with a little hitch route. And the problem was the ball was thrown low, and Miko, the only way to catch it was go down to his knee. It's going to be a 2-yard loss on the reception.
Second and 12. Ball on our side of the field now. Oh, Sons of Thunder up over that football. General's four-man front. Three linebackers. Tisdale in motion to the far side of the field. Barrett looks. There comes the blitz. Throws across. Make the catch is made by Getty Brown as he gets across the 40, and he'll have enough for the first down, I think, down to the 36-yard line.
One of the beautiful things about the slot is he can sneak in behind the linebackers but before the safety. That's exactly what he did. He bubbled up right there in that area. He knew where the sticks were, got to him. First down for the Vikings.
Here comes Barrett, 7:37 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Trips to the nearest, 13-0 Vikings lead. Three receivers near side, single receiver far side. Now it's an empty backfield as Tisdale goes to the visitor side of the field. Barrett calls for the ball. And it's a quarterback draw all the way. He's across the 30 to 25, and Michael Barrett will take it all the way down to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, designed quarterback draw the whole time there. He saw something he liked up the middle and was able to get big yardage on the play. We'll get it for you in just 1 second. But it's going to be first and 10, ball in the 20.
Quickly, Vikings back to the line of scrimmage. Trips to the near side. Miko Washington to the far side. He's got Tisdale to his right.
16 yards on that pickup for Barrett.
Again, they're showing blitz off the corner with a four-man front. There they come. Barrett throws across, and Getty Brown makes the catch, and what a catch he made because he had a defensive back all over him trying to reach for the ball. He made the catch turn, and it was just a little 5-yard pickup. But, boy, what a catch by Getty Brown.
Yeah, Getty just finding those zones. He's just finding the bubbles. He's running the slant there. He knew if he kept the slant going, he'd run right into the linebacker, so he bubbled it up, made the catch, 5 yards on the play, second and five.
We send Tavon Kyle in motion to the far side. Barrett rolls to the visitor side of the field looking. Throws across the middle to Marcus Geary at the five. It was incomplete.
Little double bananas right there running by Marcus Geary and Miko Washington trying to get the safety to decide who he's going to go with. He went with a deep route, so we tried to throw it short to Marcus Geary. We just threw it a little low. Third down for the Vikings.
Third and five. We're at the 15-yard line. 6:33 to go here. First quarter. Vikings leading 13-0. Again, Barrett, empty backfield. Looks, throws a little screen out to Travis Tisdale around the corner. Navy won't catch him. They will not catch him. Touchdown, Tisdale. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, 15-yard on the touchdown catch for Travis Tisdale. Really just threw a bubble out there. Hold on, we got a flag on the play, Wes. Let's see what's going on.
Got a hold on the Vikings. All right, we got a hold. Let's see who's calling it on.
Guys, from the angle I was at, I didn't think yet. I thought they might call it on Tavon there. He got a little bit of a grab at it. He let go, and they didn't get him. It was going to be on them. I'm not sure. I'm down here checking on Kadeem, guys. They've got Kadeem laid down. He got ice on his right ankle. It is his ankle, not knee. They worked on him a little bit, took his cleat off, and they've got ice now on his ankle. He looks like he will not be back in this game.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. That hold, like we was told, was against the Generals. It was declined. Touchdown's good. Joe Allman owned, put the ball on the ground for Ashton Musgrove. A long snapper, number 51, Palmer Henderson. Henderson over the ball. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead. 19-20-0. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
Back at the CBC Bank Press Box, high atop Martin Stadium. 6:25 to go. Vikings are leading 20-0. Wes James will bring you the play-by-play for this kickoff.
Here goes Tyson Shaw. He's back. He's getting ready. Put his foot into that ball. Back deep, of course, is number 7. That is Joshua Liu. And number 9, Matthew Williams. Williams on our side of the field. So far, every kickoff has been into the end zone. And this one is short. It's taken at the 2. He's across the 5. The 10 comes to our side of the field at the 15, the 20. Step down the sidelines and gets run out of bounds. They said they're going to run him out of bounds at the 18-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 6 plays, went 47 yards. Michael Barrett passed to Travis Tisdale for a 14-yard touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked the PAT to make it 20-0 Vikings with 6:20 left in the first quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Yeah, sponsored announcer Jinx right there, Wes.
Is that what that was?
That was. First one of the night for Shaw to not go in the end zone. The boys got a leg, and what a weapon that is for the Vikings.
It sure is. Goffney for the Generals takes the snap. 3 receivers far side, throws to the back receiver. He gets hit after he makes a 1-2, about a 3-yard. They're going to give him 4 yards on the catch.
Yeah, a little curl route right there, just trying to get enough for a 4 or 5 yard pickup on first down. And the catch was made, but Fred Stewart and Terrell Belcher in on the stop for the Vikings.
Second and 6, the ball at the 24-yard, 23-yard line. There it is, second and
28,
six.
28.
I'm glad you're a banker. Trip to the far side, single receiver near side. Rogers just to the right of the quarterback. We show blitz. Now the ball's on the ground. He falls on it back at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, low snaps was on the menu last week with the Newton Rams. Seems to be a little bit of a problem here tonight for the Generals as well. Going to bring up third and long here, Wes.
Back at the 11-yard line with 5:18 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 20-0. It looks to be third and about 17. 2 receivers for the Rams come near side. 2 go to the Visser side. Goffney, the quarterback, keeps Rogers in the backfield with him. We're in a 3-man front. We've got a linebacker up tight. Now he backs off into coverage. They look, pump, fakes, nothing. Now we come to rush. That throws way downfield, and it's intercepted by the Vikings at the 40. We're at the 35. The 30 gets hit from behind, and we'll go down somewhere around the 27-yard line.
Yeah, Tymir Moore. Playing safe, way back there, free safety, saw the quarterback rolling. He really didn't make a play on that because the ball was overthrown really big and it went right to him. Came down with an interception, got a little bit of pickup on the play after the reception. Good job by Tymir Moore. He's got a lot of interceptions on the year.
He sure does. Vikings first and 10 from the general 28-yard line. 4:45 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 20-0. Here comes J.D. Lee and Michael Barrett. Receivers are already set. Trips to the near side. Single receiver, that's Miko Washington, to the far side. Ball on the far hash mark. He looks at that four-man general front. 3 linebackers. He keeps it. Read option. Right up the middle. He's across the 20, down to about the 19-yard line, and saw what he wanted to see and said, I'll tote the pigskin.
Beauty of the RPO, Wes. Can give it, can keep it, can throw it. Decided to keep it this time. Was real patient once he got past the original line of scrimmage. And juking and jiving in there. Picks up 8 on the play. Second and short for the Vikings.
About 2 yards to go. The ball at the 19. He's waiting for the snap. Bring a man in motion. That's Geddy Brown on the jet sweep. Fakes it. Keeps it. Again, quarterback keeper over the right side. He's got the first down as he crosses the 15. Still on his feet across the 10. It'll be first and goal, Vikings, all the way down to the 8-yard line.
Again, I mean, it's the same old thing. Michael Barrett fakes the handoff. He has a lead blocker after he fakes the handoff in J.D. Lee and just runs right behind him, Wes. First and goal for the Vikings, ball in the 9-yard line. What I did like, Michael Barrett recognized the importance of J.D. Lee on that play blocking, got up, gave him a pat on the hat for the blocks.
Amen for that. Twins to the near side, single receiver far side. Again, Barrett in the shotgun. We've got a little bit of step to the offensive lineman lined up a little bit different. We give it to J.D. Lee over the left side. and he's going to be down around the 1 yard line. And you notice our guard and our tackle moved further out, and there was a slot between them and where the center is.
Yeah, we got an injured Viking on that play too. See who that is.
JD, guys.
Yeah, JD Lee running hard right there.
JD's grabbing his right leg.
Grabbing that right leg. Injury bug has definitely come out for the Vikings. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, guys, Kadeem's got his ankle taped. They said that if this was region, he'd be back in, so that's a good sign.
All right, let's...
Thank you, Marty.
We need to stick it in here and start putting some other guys in, honestly. Thank you, Marty, for that, though.
Yeah, he seems to be in a lot of pain, but they said they think he just rolled it. Said he'll be all right.
Thanks. Hey, we'll come to you on that. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I got it, Wes. Welcome back, friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box. Let's get on to Marty for an equipment parts supply sideline update.
Guys, J.D. Lee is up and jogging off the field, getting a huge standing ovation from the crowd. That young man means a lot to this program. We think the world of him, and that's evident by the fact that he had Coach Akers, Coach McPherson, they're all out there checking on him. But also got an update on Kadeem. He does have ice on his ankle, but had a chance to talk with him. He's in good spirits. He seems to be in pain, but he said if he had to, he'd get back out there. So it's a good sign. I think the young man will be okay. Looks like J.D.'s going to be okay as well.
Marty, think of that equipment parts supply sideline update. Now we have gone strong. We are tight. We've gone back to the wing tee. Barrett keeps it, gives it to the back over the right side. That's number two, Gary Osby, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, it's the same thing every time when we get down there. It works. Don't do anything to change it. Line them up strong. Bring the big boys in. Give it to Gary Osby because that young man has got some potential when you get down there in the red zone to stick it in, and he does. 2 yards on the rush by Gary Osby.
Palmer Henderson to attempt the long snap. Almond to hold. Musgrove to put it through the uprights. And waiting on the snap. There it is. It's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 27-0. Take a 30-second break. And back here at the CBC press box. High above Martin Stadium, Vikings leading 27-0, 3:26 to go here in the first quarter. Tyson Shaw set to kick off, and back deep for the Shiloh Generals is Joshua Liu and Matthew Williams. I will keep my mouth shut.
Okay. Hey, we need the information. You gave the information.
No. When I say that, because when I opened it last time, he didn't do what he normally does. Let's see here. And this time, sails into the end zone. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with a Page Eating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 4 plays, went 28 yards. Gary Osby rushed 1 yard for a Viking touchdown. Aston Musgrove kicked the PAT to make it 27-0 Vikings with 3:26 left in the first quarter.
You saw how Tyson Shaw paid you back there, Wes?
He did.
He flew that out of the back of the end zone and one-hopped the wall.
He did. And Chuck Lawrence, thank you for that Page Eating and Air Drive recap.
Update from Moultrie 0-0.
We got 3-0 Colquitt.
Got an update. 3-0 Colquitt. Last time we heard in Tift, it was 21-12 Tift.
And they give it to the running back Rogers. He gets up to the 20, back to the line of scrimmage. I was checking the score. It's still 21-12 Tift.
Yeah, running off that left side there. Coach Andrew said he wanted to establish a run. He's kind of gone to the run here a little bit late in the first quarter.
Guys, that was Osby again on the tackle. We have called his name a lot tonight. That young man is having a heck of a game, playing great against the shallow front.
Lots of tackles and got himself a touchdown also. Second and 9 from the 21-yard line. Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Goffney. Drops back, looks, throws. Oh, the ball is tipped, and it's caught by number 5 for the Vikings. He's headed toward the corner of the end zone. They won't catch him, and that's a touchdown for Joshua Brown.
Now you have a crystal ball.
Hey.
Now you have a crystal ball.
My impact player tonight. I said in the pregame, he hadn't got an interception all year. Josh Brown, that's why they work on the tip drill. Ball tipped up, thrown a little behind the receiver. Josh Brown grabs it, takes it to the house. Good job by number five, Josh Brown, getting his first INT of the year.
Hey, your impact player of the game.
That's right. Hey, Marty, we know a little bit about it. We don't claim to be experts. We know a little bit about something, don't
well,
we?
Well, it is week to week because I picked their quarterback who's not even, didn't even start tonight. So I obviously don't have the crystal ball tonight. I'll pass it over to you. But, guys, our defense, not only have we picked three shutouts so far this year on our first four games, we have scored a lot of points defensively. I'd have to go back and remember. I know we scored several in that one game. And then again tonight, defense gets into the scoring act. Great job there by our defense. Great job. I think it was it Drossier that got the tip?
I wasn't watching who tipped it. Our spotters.
Drossier that got the tip, and then of course Stud Brown just made a great play there on the ball and gets a touchdown.
Our spotters over here said it was Drossier on the tip. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts spot sideline update. So, yeah, well, I got to agree with everything Marty said there, Wes. Defense, you know, they were battling there for who was winning the touchdown battle. They got them another one here tonight.
They sure do, and it's going to be interesting by the end of the year to see how many more touchdowns your offense has than your defense.
Yeah, the tip drill is so important. You know, if you're not watching and being able to go up and get a hand up and make a play on that ball, we don't come down with it there. Tip drill, very important. Good job execution there by the Vikings.
Good practicing by them Vikings. Tyson Shaw set to kick off now. Lou Ann Williams back deep for the Generals. Waiting for Tyson as he approaches the ball. High kick. Sails out of bounds, bounces out of bounds. They go, well, wait a minute, it hit and bounced out of bounds.
Still the same call. Flag comes out. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Taylor, Josh Brown intercepted the Vince Gossie pass and ran 29 yards for Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked a PAT to make it 34-0 Vikings with 2:36 left in the first quarter.
Chuck Lawrence, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. And
updating Moultrie, Katz just attempted a field goal and it was blocked. Still 3-0 over there.
And they're going to move it out to the 35. And if I'm not mistaken, this is their best field position of the night so far.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you at that.
Goffney in the shotgun. He's got a
good quarterback, 12.
Number 12, and he gives it to the running back, Rogers. Rogers gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage, giving him a yard up to the 36, and the new quarterback, number 12, Jace Ivey.
Yeah, he's a senior. The former quarterback, Goffney, was a sophomore. Coach talked about him in pregame, how important he is. They bring in Jace Ivey to see if he can bring a spark to this Generals offense. 1 yard on that pickup there. That'll be 2nd and 9.
2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 34-0. Ball in the middle of the field. Generals going from right to left on your radio dial. It is 2nd and 9. The ball at the General 36-yard line. Ivey in the pistol. Single receiver either side of the field. We're in a three-man front and... Official stops. Delay a game.
Yeah, delay a game. That's the beauty of having play clocks now installed at the high school stadiums. You can see with your own eyes instead of the official keeping it on his clock, on his watch. 5 yard loss going to bring up 2nd and 14.
All the way back to the 31 yard line. Ivy, the new quarterback, we're showing blitz off the right side. Now we back out of it. Fakes it, keeps it, rolls left, looking, starts to pull it down, gets hit. And he'll go down back at the... No, the ball is out. The ball is out. And we pick it up.
Yeah.
Guys, they will get a first down out of this because we got possession of the ball and then fumbled it back to them.
All right. So what happened is the tackle was being made by the Vikings. I think Walker Schwab, Marty, was he the one that stripped it out of there?
I couldn't tell if it was Schwab or Shaw, but one of them did come in and get the strip. It was Hill was on the tackle. And they came in and cleaned up and stripped the ball. Great play on the ball, actually. Way to be a ball hawk there. Stud Brown's the one who picked it up, and then it was knocked out of his hands, and they recovered. So they will get a – it should be 1st and 10 here. They still ain't marked it 1st and 10, but it should be 1st and 10.
Marty, you're right. Absolutely, they should.
It's going to be a huge play. The result of that would have been a 3rd and 28. If possession does stand, like Marty says, we took possession interimly, then they're going to get 1st and 10 here with double fumbles.
Yeah, they're calling for it. A kudos to the line judge because they were set to run the play. They were all set to run the play,
yeah.
And the line judge came running in and said, wait a minute, fellas. Let's get it right. Generals, first and 10 from their 17-yard line. Ivy in the shotgun. Three receivers far side. Single receivers near side. Drops back. The senior looks. A little screen pass underneath. We read it. He gets across the 15 up to about the 19, so give him 2 yards on the play.
Yeah, anytime you see the offensive lineman just let you through the offensive rush there, you better be watching for the screen. And that's exactly what happened. Recognized there on the play by Will Tolbert coming up and making the tackle, but not after a short 2 yards on the game by the Generals.
It is second and 8 from the 19-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Generals still going from right to left on your radio dial. Inside a minute here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 34 to nothing. There comes the blitz. He's trying to get away from it, and he will not. And let's see where they're going to mark him down at. I think somewhere around the 5-yard line.
Another impact player there. Deloge Body Works impact player. Jamari Hill in on the sack. Swab gets the pressure first. And then Jamari Hill comes in on the sack. Another Deloge Body Works impact player making a play.
Yeah, Jamari Hill, we've talked about it. Comes up a little gingerly there, Marty, after that. Let's see if pay attention to that a little bit, too. But a big loss on the play. Going to back him up to the 6-yard line.
Yep, going to look like to be about 3rd and 21. They're going to let the clock run out and end the quarter right here. No, they can't. No, there's not enough time on the play clock. 3rd and forever. 4, 3, 2, 1. Delay a game. There it is.
Yep, it's going to be delay a game.
And now they're going to let the clock run out.
Half the distance. Hold it right here and see what dead ball. Delay a game. That's going to be the end of the quarter. We're going to take a 1-minute break. We'll be right back after this.
And back here at Martin Stadium in the CBC Bank press box. As we start the second quarter leading 34 to nothing, there will be an untimed down, and they'll set the ball down at the 3-yard line. First down for them would be all the way out.
Is it going to be? No, I don't think it is going to be untimed. You can't end the quarter. You can't end the half on a defensive penalty, correct?
Yeah, but they didn't. The penalty was with 1 second to go, and then they set the clock and ran the clock is what they did.
So okay. Okay.
They're punting out of the back of the end zone. Coach is saying, no, do not go after it. And he gets it away. Nobody back for our Vikings. It hits at the 40, the 45, and will roll dead at the 45-yard line of the Shiloh Generals, and that's where our Vikings will take over.
Actually, it was an offensive penalty there because of the delay of game. It wasn't defensive, so that's, I believe, also what played into it, too. Anyway, results of it was a punt. Vikings are going to take over first and 10, ball on the 45-yard line.
Leading 34 to nothing here as we start the second quarter.
Marty made a good comment just a minute ago. You know, a lot of times we complain about officials, but there's been 2 or 3 very difficult calls so far that were recognized by the officials, and I got to tip my hat to them for making those.
Well, and during the pregame, Marty, not to interrupt you, when I was down on the field, Coach Mack actually walked over to the officials and said, hey, the white area is yours. I've got my get-back coaches. We'll keep everything out of the way. And hats off to Coach Mack for doing that. First and 10 for the Vikings at the 35 of Shiloh. Immediately throw the ball way downfield, and it's intercepted by the Generals. Across the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40. They try to dance down the sideline, and our center, Palmer Henderson, knocks him out of bounds as they get into Viking territory down around the 38-yard line.
Yeah, ball was intended for number 8, Dexter Smith, running those double-go routes is what it was. And we just tried to force it right there. Michael Barrett going to throw an interception. Big return on the play by the Generals getting into Viking territory. Running it back to the 41-yard line of the Vikings. Good job by Palmer Henderson running over there making the tackle.
Guys, it shows the mentality of this Viking team. We did that against Father Austin after a big turnover. We went for the kill shot deep. Did it again there. Again, Michael, you're absolutely right. Forced it. They had a center safety playing, just playing center field back there basically. And that was when Michael should have checked down and thrown it to a shorter pass.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supplies, sideline update. First and 10 for the Generals at our 41-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. We've swapped ends of the field. They're now going from left to right on your dial. Ivy in at quarterback. He's got Rogers in the pistol. Drops straight back. He's looking, pulls it down. No place to go. Starts to run. We get a hand on him, grilling by the jersey, and there's a flag down. And what have we got?
Yeah, it's probably going to be a hold right there as the penetration was happening. Walker Schwab there on the tackle. They checked the other quarterback back in now. Goffney is the quarterback now. And first play, he comes back in, takes a huge loss. holding. It's more than likely going to be declined because the sack was huge, and yes, it is declined.
That way, you also, it's a lot, you got just about as much yardage out of the sack as you would have gotten out of the, in fact, you've got 9 yards on the sack, you've got 10 yards on the penalty. The big difference is it's now second down instead of first and 20, it's second and 19.
Backs it up to the 50-yard line. They check the other quarterback back in now. Nope, yep, number 12 or 13. The jerseys are muffled up. Can't really see.
We know we got a general quarterback there in the pistol. Two for single receiver either side of the field. He calls for the ball. Gives it to the tailback over the left side. Oh, and he'll get to the line of scrimmage. And them Vikings was waiting on him.
Yeah. Running off that left side there, Wes. Hit a brick wall in the Vikings on the 50-yard line. Going to bring a third down there. Will Tolbert and a host of Vikings in there on the stop.
Cockwood leading Valdosta 10-0 now. Cockwood started six sophomores on defense tonight.
Coach is changing things up over there.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be third and 19. Ball almost in the middle of the field. The Generals with three receivers near side, single receiver far side, new running back. That's number 20. They drop back, looks those across the field, and the ball thrown behind the receiver.
Yeah, flag thrown for a chop block. And I think what happened there, Tyson Shaw rushing in there, and he was chop blocked. He comes up gingerly there. Pass was incomplete on the play.
They'll back him up.
Penalty's declined.
Oh.
Yeah. They declined the penalty. It's an incomplete pass. Declined the penalty.
And they'll have to punt.
Going to be fourth down.
10:21 to go in the half. Vikings leading 34-0. And we send Getty Brown back deep for the punt.
Keep an eye here, Wes. The snaps have been pretty difficult for the punter to handle. And
we got 10.
We only got 10 back. Timeout on the play by the Generals. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this timeout. Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings do lead 34-0, 10:21 to go in the first half. And Generals are forced to punt.
And I think Getty Brown goes back deep. Miles Lewis for the Generals. He'll punt, standing about, the 37-yard line. Again, we've got 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. Or 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. They've got one gunner on the far side. There we come. High punt. Kick, and he gets it away. How he got it out of there, I'll never know. Ball's on the ground. Getty Brown is just backing away from it. And it'll roll dead inside the 15-yard line.
Wes, we got a penalty for illegal shift. Looks like one of the linemen there for the Generals got a little antsy on that punt.
Yeah, guys, I think they let it play out because the guy was actually off the line. It was one of the upbacks right behind the line. That's why it's a legal shift instead of a false start. I believe that's why they let the play continue. Looks like we're going to line up and make them kick it again.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Marty, thank you for that equipment part supply sideline update. But I'm going to tell you what, Taylor, I don't know how he got that ball out of there because he had to kick it between six Vikings. That was all over him.
Yeah, we've been getting pressure on that. When the snap doesn't get back there in a fast fashion and it's low, you're able to maybe get some people back there and block it. We went to 10 up there rushing. We backed it out to 9 with two return men.
So now they'll back it up to the 46-yard line. Punt again. Now we got Drossier in along with Getty Brown. They've got two gunners. We've got men on them. And now he gets it away. Hits, bounces, and it'll go out of bounds on their side of the field. And the official's walking up, and he will mark it out at the 32-yard line.
That's where the Vikings are going to take over, first and 10 on the 32. Right after an interception, try to force one into coverage there. Michael Barrett and the Generals intercepted it. They had their best field position, but we forced the three and out with.
Our next week opponent, the Ware County Gators, are trailing at halftime, 20-14 to Northside.
Got an update in TIFF 2 at half, 24-12, Tifton.
First and 10, Vikings at our own 32-yard line. 10 minutes to go here in the half, leading 34-0. Michael Barrett in the shotgun with twins to the near side, twins to the far side. Tisdale in the backfield. He throws it out over here. Catch made by number 8. He's at the 30. Bounces off one man. Good play by Dexter Smith because he ran into the back of one fella, bounced outside to pick up a couple extra yards.
Yeah, threw it out here in the flat. Had a lead blocker out there, number 18, Khalil Ellis. Dexter Smith coming down with it, gets positive yards. You always want positive yards on first play, and they're giving him a good bit of positive yards. They bring up second and five.
All the way out to the 37-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Generals in a four-man front. Again, we throw out. Catch made on the far side, and I want to look at the number.
Dexter Smith one more time there. Running the little hitch route, little curl there. And not a hitch, it was a curl. Able to get positive yards, too, after the catch, enough for the first down for the Vikings.
All the way out to our 45-yard line will be first and 10 for the Vikings. Got a good breeze coming through the stadium now. Barrett looks at four down linemen and two linebackers. Gives it to Tisdale. Oh, Tisdale goes to the inside, cuts back outside. Splits one man still on his feet, trips him up as he gets into general territory all the way down to the 41-yard line.
Tisdale does a good job being patient behind the line of scrimmage and then accelerating once he sees the hole. He does that, gets to the second level, and he's so good at making guys miss. We'll get you the yardage on that play.
Vikings, go ahead.
14 yards on the carry by Travis Tisdale.
Vikings in a hurry-up offense, 8:53 to go in the half. Two receivers near side, two far side. Michael Barrett calls for the ball. Throws out to number 35. He makes the catch, got a block, and he'll get down to the 30-yard line, and that will be Jalen Lott.
Yeah, showing real patience here, getting some guys in the rotation, getting some catches, getting some experience. Good blocking out there by Marcus Gary to pop it open. Going to be just short of the first down, 5 yards, call it 6,
yep,
on the play.
Second and 4 from the 35. We got to get to the 31 for a first down. Again, two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Michael Barrett looks to the sidelines, calls for the ball. He gives it to Tisdale, who's right up the middle, and Travis Tisdale says, I'll be fullback for a minute. And that's what he does, lowers his shoulders, and he'll be awfully close to the first down, down around the 32-yard line.
The reason he can go up the middle, Dalton Hall and Esquivel on that left side making some things happen. Esquivel must have been pulling right there. No, that was not Esquivel. That was 61, Jalen Goff. Hard to confuse those two.
Third and 2, Marcus Garrity up back, the blocking back, J.D. Lee back in the ball game. Bring a man in motion on a jet sweep, give it to J.D. J.D. has a first down and more as he crossed the 30, the 25, the 20, all the way down to about the 19-yard line.
His ability to accelerate is uncanny. He hits the hole hard, and he just really has the speed and field vision to make some guys miss and get to that second level. And the Shiloh Generals are going to take a timeout. We're going to take one with them. We'll be right back after this one-minute break.
Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. Vikings, first and 10 from the 19. Michael Barrett looks, goes to the end zone looking for number 8, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, just running a corner route there. And he had two receivers on him with Michael Barrett, put it in great position where he could make the catch. Just ran out of real estate over there. Going to be out of bounds while he was bobbling it.
Be second and 10 from the 19-yard line. 7:20 to go in the half. Vikings leading 34 to nothing. We send number 18, Ellis, to the far side, along with number 8, Dexter Smith. Gary and Lott to the near side. We give it to the up back. Look at Tisdale as he just trots right down the middle of the field. Gets across the 15, the 10, down to about the 7-yard line. It'll be first and goal, Vikings.
Travis Tisdale running off the right side there. A couple lead blockers out in front of him making holes big enough to drive a semi through. And Vikings have first and goal. Ball set down on the 7.
Ball on near hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Travis Tisdale back in at running back. Marcus Gary, the blocking back. Barrett calls for the ball. Gives it to Tisdale over the left side. Cuts inside behind that blocking. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I love it when I see it. A guard pulling out there, making a block for the running back. Dalton Hall, 6'1", 223 pounds, senior. He's the one that got him in the end zone right there, fellas, because he was blocking at the second level. Travis Tisdale for the touchdown.
Guys, great block out here on the edge also by Marcus Gary on their linebacker, and then Dexter Smith, number 8, also had great blocks out here on the outside. Just a good job by those young men doing their job. Don't get their name called very often enough for making great blocks.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break, but we'll be back after this.
And welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings go out to a 41-0 lead here in the first half of play. Tyson Shaw checks in.
He's going to set the ball down. Did you hear that?
1987.
19 Lions high school class 1987 are here tonight having their class reunion. They just got a nice round of applause from our fans. Tyson Shaw set to kick off. Checks both sides. Nice high kick. And with that, let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 9 plays, went 68 yards. Travis Tisdale rushed 7 yards for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked a PAT to make it 41-0 Vikings with 6:50 left in the second quarter.
Chuck, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. And
Cats are down 13-0 at half. Tiff was at half. What was the Ware County score at half?
I'll have to go back and look right after this. We got number 12, Chase Ivey, back in at quarterback. I think he's the PI.
I think it's 13.
Nope.
That one's 13.
Yep, it is 13. It's Goffney. Empty backfield. High snap. Throws out. Catch made immediately for a 5-yard pitch and catch.
Yeah, pass complete there for a 5-yard gain. Found a little hole right there where he bubbled up. Good pitch and catch there by the Shiloh offense. Going to bring up second down and 5.
It was 20-14 at the half north side. Goffney, again, empty backfield. Trips to the far side. 2 receivers near side. Quickly throws out the flat star side. Incomplete pass. Incomplete pass. And I'm going to tell you what. Number 5, Joshua Brown, as the receiver made the catch. Taylor, tell him, buddy.
Man, it was bad. It was bad. He read it like a book, came up, lowered his shoulder, bam, bam, play. Stud Brown bringing the heat right there.
Hey, give him
the ball
credit.
Loose.
That was fun to me, and he led with his shoulder, too. He did everything the right way and laid the hammer down. That was a great play there by Josh Stud Brown.
Thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Marty, again, empty backfield. We're showing blitz up the middle. There we come. He starts to run. He's going nowhere. I'll tell you, folks, if you were here in the press box, you want to know how bad it was? I looked over at Taylor. He had his hands over his face and his head down like, ooh, that hurts all the way up here.
Well, at some point you want to make sure the young man's okay, but it's football. You like to see big hits. You like to see good plays. And Stud right there, Josh Brown, really recognized what was going on and read it really well, came up, made a huge hit, and he did it the right way. Like Marty mentioned, you want to make sure to keep these guys protected. Don't lead with the crown of your helmet. Got the shoulder in position. Busted up the play, going to bring up fourth down for the Generals.
Lewis back to punt. Tavon Kyle, Josie back deep. He kicks it towards Tavon Kyle, but it'll go out of bounds. And the referee, you watch the two officials, the referee gets a position, and the line judge starts walking down the line. The referee tells him where to stop, and he stops at the Shiloh 44-yard line. Will it be first and 10, our Vikings?
Got an update. We had some lights on here and a softball game going on when we got here versus Colquitt. Viquettes won both of those games, 9-1 in the first game and 13-3 in the second game. Good job by the Viquettes softball team.
Thank you very much. That's courtesy of Mr. Joe Stubbs. 5:19 to go in a half. Vikings leading 41-0. It'll be a Viking football first and 10 at the Shiloh 44. Ball on the far hash mark. Shiloh in a 4-man front. Looks like they've got 4 linebackers. Man-to-man coverage, and we give it to Drossier over the left side, and look at Drossier go and scamper. Cuts outside, he's at the 30, the 25, the 20, the 10, and just lowers his shoulder. He says, you can run me out of bounds? No, you're not. I'm going to run over you, and runs over the defender. Drossier runs over the defender at the 10, drives him back to the 8, It'll be first and goal, Vikings at the 8.
Drossier says, there ain't only one beast mode out west. I'm the beast mode out east. Lowers his shoulder. Gets a big pickup there with a huge hit. First and goal for the Vikings, ball to 8-yard line.
He may only weigh 165, but he plays like he's 220. First and goal, Vikings. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Again to Drossier over the right side. He's looking for a hole. Cuts behind the line into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Hey, ride the horse that got you in position. Drossier on the previous play, 36 yards, and got him in position. That's going to be an 8-yard touchdown run by Drossier off that right side. His vision and field awareness is picking up, Wes. As you notice, as the games have progressed, they're giving him more touches because he sees the field really well.
Absolutely, and you can see him as he looks and picks his way through there. Henderson, the long snapper. Joe Allman to hold. Musgrave waiting for the snap. There it is, kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings jump out to a 48-0 lead, 4:54 to go in the first half. And Tyson Shaw checks in for the kickoff.
And back deep again is number 7, Joshua Liu, and number 9, Matthew Williams. Tyson gets the referee's whistle. A little wind at his back. Approaches the ball. Line drive kick into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 2 plays, went 44 yards. Tiberius Drossier rushed 8 yards after a 36-yard rush for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked a PAT to make it 48-0. Vikings with 4:54 left in the second quarter.
Chuck Lawrence, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. 4:50, as Chuck said, 4:54 to go in a half. Vikings leading 48-0. And
still got 13 in, yep.
Yep, they'll bring Goffney back in at quarterback. He's got Rogers back in at running back. He sends strips to the far side, single receiver near side. Vikings in man coverage. We show blitz, now we back out of it in a three-man front. Quickly throws out in the flats, and the ball is overthrown, dangerously overthrown, intended for number 25, Preston Reese. Incomplete pass, stops the clock with 4:49 to go.
They're trying the quick stuff now. They don't have time. The pocket's collapsing pretty quick, so they're trying the quick passes. That one just thrown incomplete. Going to bring up 2nd and 10 for the Generals.
At their own 20. Again, Goffney, the ball in the middle of the field. Goffney puts Rogers to his right. Now we go to a four-man front. Now we're showing blitz off the corner on the far side. Now we back out on the near side. We back out on the far side. They give it to the tailback over the left side. He had a little bit of a hole as he picked up 2 yards, but it collapsed on him. But it wouldn't matter because we had a linebacker coming up, number 45, Tyson Shaw. It was going to ring his bell if he was still on his feet.
Yeah, Tyson Shaw backed out of coverage there, backed out of the blitz into coverage, recognized the run play, stepped up there, making the tackle. Not after a 2-yard gain. Going to bring up 3rd down and 8 for the Generals.
At their own 22-yard line. 4:22 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 48-0. They go back to the pistol with Rogers at the tailback. Like now we're going to show him blitz off the far side. We back out of it. Takes the snap. Goffney looking. Throws out in the flash. Catch made by number 1. Tries a little bubble screen underneath and slips and falls. He made the catch. Circled back toward his side of the field before he went to cut up field. He slipped and fell at the 25.
Dakota Thomas, one of our impact players for the Shiloh Generals on the reception there. Trying to get some blockers, and he had them in place, just slipped on the play. 4th down for the Generals.
4th and 5 at the 25-yard line. Miles Lewis, the punter for Shiloh. He's had a lot of work tonight, and we're sending Tavon Kyle and Drossier back deep. There it is. He gets it off. Nice punt. Tavon Kyle makes the catch at the 49. He's across the 45. The 40 gets tripped up as he got through the 41-yard line.
Yeah, good tackle on the far side by number 21, Arthur Rogers. Tavon Kyle, good job making the reception, making a guy miss, getting positive yards on the return. They're going to set it down at the 41-yard line, Wes. Good field position for the Vikings' possession here.
Absolutely, going from right to left on your radio dial. Here come those big sons of thunder. And we've got a new quarterback, Joe Almond. And in the backfield with him, number 25, Sean Martin, the running back. Three receivers near side, single receiver far side. I have been very, very impressed with this young man, sophomore quarterback. Keeps it right up the middle, and look at Joe Allman go as he busts across the 35 to 30, giving 13 yards on the carry and a first down.
Yeah, put it in the gut of the running back, decided to pull it at the last minute, running right up the middle. Big yardage on the play for Joe Allman, gets it inside the 30-yard line.
First,
13 yards on that rush by Joe Allman.
First and 10, Vikings at the general 28. Again, Allman keeps it. And he trips and falls as he gets across the line of scrimmage and give him 2 yards. Turf Monster got him.
It did, Wes. He was running the read option there again. Decided to keep it one more time. Instead of up the middle, though, he ran to the left side. Turf Monster will get you every time, Wes.
And looking to see who we're bringing in. Wide receiver-wise, we got number 35. That's Lott to the near side. Allman with a second and eight. Gives it to Martin, the running back up the middle behind everybody. Just runs over, through, and around as he gets inside the 15 down to the 14-yard line.
Sean Martin, one of our leaders, going to be a good rusher for us. In the backup position, running right up the gut there, showing some grit there, running hard.
I'm going to tell you what, get kudos to that offensive line, the holes they are opening on that shallow defense. I'm sorry, I couldn't see it. Allman keeps it, carries inside the 10 down to the 8 for the 9 for a first and goal. How many yards was that last one, Charlie?
13.
I've got to go get me some new glasses. Just tell you what, buddy, you go ahead and get him yardage right, get over there, because they'll be gone before I can get there.
Get a little bit higher specs on this time. Mm-hmm. We got it inside the 10 now, Wes. Can still get a first down without scoring here.
Yep, we can get one at the 4, a minute 45 to go again to give it to Martin. He jukes and dances, turns and spins. He's inside the 5, fight his way down to about the 2-yard line, so that should be first and goal from there with a minute 35 to go here in the first half.
Giving it to Martin here on the left side. He's showing some patience, letting his blocking set up. We still have our ones in up front, which is key, I think. You want to make sure those guys get the reps, and we need all we can.
Okay, thank you, Bill. They give it to Martin over the right side. Martin into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Going to be a 2-yard touchdown run. Palmer Henderson did come out. We do have Esquivel. We do have Hall. We've got a good bit of our starting linemen in. Looks like the center was number 73, Dylan Durant. Senior.
I was talking to Dylan earlier. I said, that was my number in high school. Don't disrespect it tonight. Looking to see who the...
New kicker, number 81, Carlos.
Allman to hold. Palmer Henderson back in to attempt the long snap, our long snapper. And ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box, high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings are leading 55-0, 1 minute and 15 seconds to go in the first half.
And looking to see, that looks like, that is, that's Tyson Shaw in to kick off back deep. Again, Lou and Williams for the Generals. Tyson walks straight back, takes about 4 or 5 steps to his left. Checks both sides, make sure all the players are there. Steps into it. Nice high kick. Sails out of the back of the end zone. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 6 plays, went 41 yards. Sean Martin rushed 2 yards for a Viking touchdown. Brian Carlos kicked the PAT to make it 55-0 Vikings with 1:15 left in the second quarter.
Chuck Lawrence, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Stick around for halftime festivities. Going to be a little bit longer halftime than normal.
When you were in high school, were you in the homecoming court?
No.
You didn't? Why not?
Played football, and we didn't allow football players to do it. Not that I would have been voted or anything, but they didn't allow football players to do it. We didn't have kings. It was
The queens.
Just the queens.
Coffney gives it to the tailback right up the middle, and he'll get 2 yards. as we're down to a minute to go here in the first half.
Yeah, just really want to get out of here and regroup if you're the Shiloh Generals. If you're the Vikings, you want to stay focused here. You don't want something like what happened against Parkview to happen here. You want to keep the pedal down, get some guys some reps, keep everybody healthy. That's going to be more important as the season goes along.
Absolutely. Second and eight from their 20, from the Generals' 22-yard line. We're in a three-man front, three linebackers showing man coverage. Two receivers on the near side, two to the far side. We back off to give him a little space. Goffney again to the tailback over the right side. Look, he has the hole. Still on his feet as he bounces off one man over two, and he gets across the 30 up to the 31, and that may be their first down of the night, I think. Or
it is.
Two.
It is their first down of the night. Gets it out to the 31-yard line, running off that left side. Number 28 for the Generals, Justin Howell.
20 seconds to go here in the half. And I think the Generals, they're just going to let the clock run out. They're going to let it run out. And we'll go down to the sidelines. Marty Rogers will have Coach Mack. And let's go downstairs to Marty.
Coach, again, your team goes into half with a big lead. You got to be proud of them.
Yeah, man, playing good, playing hard. I tell you, they you know, offensively, defensively, special teams, really came to play.
Coach, you got a lot of young guys already playing. Allman gotten in there, made some plays. Drossier, Sean Martin, Josh Brown made a big play. A lot of young guys making plays tonight.
Yep. This half here, we're going to try to play the twos.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview. Before we go to halftime, the halftime show is sponsored by Vast Insurance Services. Vikings are leading 55-0. We're going to take a 7-minute break. We'll be right back with all your halftime coverage after the 7-minute break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show. As we are watching the homecoming court being escorted onto the field now, we're going to take a look, Chuck and I will take a look at the first half stats, kind of give you you got to believe, Chuck, it's been all Lowndes, 15 first downs, Shiloh with only one. Total yards rushing, 21 carries for 207 yards for Lowndes, 15 carries for a negative 30 yards for Shiloh. Passing yards, 65 for Lowndes, 14 for the Generals. So total yards, 35 plays for 272 yards for the Vikings, 26 plays for negative 16 yards for the Shiloh Generals. Their first down was that last play of the second quarter.
I mean, the last play going into the half. I don't know how to describe it. It's been phenomenal out here. I mean, our offense does such a great job of staying on the field and running that clock down and giving our defense the breaks that they need. Our defense, I bet you they haven't been on the field, what, maybe 8 minutes?
Yeah, probably not. I don't have the time of possession.
You know,
but
they give them such a good break to be able to come over here and rest up and then to be able to bring the wood, as Taylor would say, on defense. They're just going to have them completely shut down, and they don't even know what to do.
Yeah, and we've gotten two interceptions on the night. You know, we did throw one interception, too.
And there was really that one, like we were talking about in the end zone, should have been an interception.
Yeah, it really was. That one in the back corner.
Yeah, if Dexter Smith had to turn around and play defense and knock the ball out of the center's hand, we would have had two.
Yeah, probably would. It was a ball that Michael Barrett threw. Really, we were talking about it over the side here. You and I are keeping stats tonight. And it was just a little bit too much air.
A little too much air. He waited a little too long with a little too much air under. And it's just, it's hard to keep your focus.
Yeah.
When you're winning this much. And you want to take a chance every now and then and throw it up and see, you know, something spectacular can happen to make that big catch.
Well, it is 55-0 here as the Vikings have just been in total control over the Shiloh Generals. We talked about it at the top of the show. This is a team that has not played well. They're 0-4 and well on their way to 0-5 here tonight. And the Vikings, the big thing was we saw Kadeem Bergman go down.
Yeah.
We saw J.D. Lee. Great. He came back.
Came back, right, and scored a touchdown.
But this is a game that could be one of those that could really hurt you in the health department if you keep some of these guys out.
Yeah.
We've seen now Allman come out at quarterback. We've seen a lot of second guys. We heard Coach McPherson say the second half is going to be the twos.
Yeah, and Drossier, you know, you think you bring Drossier in number three.
Yeah.
And the backup, and then what does he do? He breaks off, what, a
36-yard run.
Blood, and then an 8-yard for a touchdown. And,
yeah. Well, looking on the total rushers there.
Yeah, Josier's two rushes for 44 yards. Our leader is J.D. Lee with four rushes for 45 yards. And then Travis Tisdale has five rushes for 41. I mean, these guys, and Michael Baird has three rushes, 35 yards. You know, our running backs are averaging 11, 22, 8, and 11 yards per carry.
Wow. And then you bring in Sean Martin, three carries for 22 yards. Picks up a touchdown there in the second quarter. Also 7 yards per carry as well for him.
Yeah, we're stacked deep in the running back department. There's no doubt about that. And I love the contrast between Tisdale and J.D. Lee. J.D. Lee's going to bring it straight up the middle and bring the wood when he comes and make you tackle him. And Tisdale has got the speed and the finesse that he just kind of bounced. What's the guy for Pittsburgh, Le'Veon Bell, I think,
yeah.
That run, he reminds me a lot of him, just kind of bounces along, and all of a sudden he hits that hole and he's gone.
Yeah, and on defense, we've had several with quite a few tackles tonight. Walker Schwab has got three tackles, and Gary Osby.
Three tackles and a touchdown.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Gary Osby got a touchdown on the short yardage situation down here in the south end zone. And I tell you what, he is a versatile player. He's a great guy to watch.
He's batting 1,000, one rush.
That's right.
One rush, 1 yard, a touchdown.
That is absolutely the way to go. Well, our Vikings in total control, 55-0 over the Shiloh Generals as we're wrapping up the homecoming court. We're going to take a break here on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. And when we come back, we'll be able to announce who is our homecoming king and queen for 2017. We'll be right back after this 5-minute break.